You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Some Michigan Republican leaders are signaling they may be reluctant to change how Michigan awards its electoral votes in each presidential election. Yesterday, both Governor Snyder and Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville expressed skepticism about changing Michigan's winner-take-all system. John Lindstrom is the publisher of the Gongwer News Service, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
As the Gongwer report says this morning, it appeared that there was pretty strong momentum for the idea of awarding electoral votes based on congressional districts. Do we have any idea what may have happened in the last couple of days?
We don't have any firm data or firm indication, but we do have some thoughts about it. In Virginia, where this was also being talked about, the governor, Republican governor of Virginia, came out against it, as did a number of members of the Virginia Republican members of the Virginia Senate, which stopped it there. So that put one chink into the move. Another issue, however, that can't be ignored here in Michigan is the fact that the governor wants a number of changes made to how we finance transportation and road repair, and it's pretty clear that the only way that would pass is if Democrats, in a fairly substantial number, support it. And we know, in talking to various people, that Republican members of the Senate have indicated how many Democrats they think in the Senate. And remember, right now there's only 11 Democrats in the Senate because Senator Gleason left to become the Genesee County Clerk. It's most of that caucus they think they're going to need to get this passed. Well, if they're going to get Democrats, they're going to have to do something to get Democrats to come along. And, of course, Democrats right now are not feeling very kindly towards the governor and his proposals, especially after the passage of the Right to Work legislation. So I would suspect that that plays a part of the issue as well. Now, on the House side, Speaker Bolger is still indicating that they may look at the legislation. But at the moment, it seems like this may not come to pass.
You wrote about this issue on the Gongwer blog a couple of weeks ago. You noted that the Democrats at one point had lost five straight presidential elections, at least in Michigan, from 1972 to 1988. There's no record that there was any proposed change to the Electoral College during that time. Does that example show that there's actually some danger in trying to make such a change? The Democrats would have cost themselves some electoral votes had they gone and tried to make changes during that span, because since then they have won six straight presidential elections in Michigan and have taken all those electoral votes.
Absolutely. Absolutely it would. Look, there's a fairly prominent Republican former official, now a fundraiser for the party, who obviously his name I'm not going to use, but who said, look, this is just sour grapes. I mean, people are upset, you know, especially after this election. Republicans were very confident. They thought that they could beat President Obama. They, on the one hand, they recognized areas that they were deficient in, that they should have worked harder at, and on the other hand, they're still licking their wounds. We've seen a number of comments, a number of statements nationally from various Republicans about how a change like this would have affected the election. It's been talked about broadly by Republicans in other elections, and I suppose probably maybe even for some Democrats, but nobody ever in this state discussed making any kind of a serious change to how electoral votes were awarded. I think there was always a sense of, we don't. If you're going to do that, why not then change how you elect the governor and make it an electoral college out of all 83 counties, for example, or something like that. I mean, the sense has always been we elect certain candidates on a statewide basis, and we should.
Reading a quote from the Gongwer story this morning, and probably bringing it back to your comment about having to get road funding, some Democrats were hesitant to declare victory For the bulk of 2012, right to work wasn't on his agenda either, Senate Democratic spokesperson Robert McCann said, and we saw how that turned out. Does the governor still have some trust issues with the Democrats if he is going to get that road funding, and does this Electoral College issue kind of hang in the background of that?
Well, very much so. It's not just the Electoral College issue. There are some things that Democrats, they don't have a unified policy on it yet, but there, if you talk to Democrats individually, some of them are saying, you know, if this were to happen, then we'd need to see guarantees. I mean, actually hard and fast guarantees of other things. Oh, yes, the governor's, right now among Democrats, the governor has very little credibility. And, you know, the governor can point out that conditions changed, that in the 2010 election he did say if he was presented with a right-to-work bill he would sign it. So people did have some fair notice that he was inclined to do it, but they're still very, very upset with him. And it's going to take some time. The governor did make reference to it, at least oblique reference to it, in a State of the State address about how people were upset, but, you know, we have to work together on things.
Right.
So it's going to take a bit for the Democrats to trust the governor.
All right. John, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon.
John Lindstrom is the publisher of the Gongwer News Service. You can find links with more on Michigan's proposed changes to the Electoral College and reaction from Governor Snyder and Randy Richardville at our website, wmuk.org.